Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Foster Castleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Connie Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Ken Lehman now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a line drive into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Martin reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball four. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia bunts towards third. Robinson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Bertoia moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Groth. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Castleman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Sleater now pitching. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sleater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lau strikes out. The throw from Triandos to pick off Martin, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Skeezes pinch hits for Lou Sleater. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castleman hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Suski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to third. Lenny Green pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Green moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Woodling scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 8 to nothing, Orioles. Bob Shaw now pitching. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castleman hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Lenny Green now playing center field. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ken Lehman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive towards short. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first, with Lehman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Jim Busby now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Groth reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Martin reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bowling strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.